everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion of that, on that item, and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. All right, folks, you're very welcome to this committee meeting for March for Sustainability and Environment. Have we any apologies?
Through the chair, can I chair Derry Finn?
Anyone else? No. Item 2 is declarations of interest. Any declarations of interest? No. Item 3 is the action sheet of the last committee meeting on the 18th of February 2026, pages 8, 9, and 10. Is there any issues arising?
Through the chair, happy to propose, but just is there an update available on the path to net zero and progress since our last meeting, Connor? Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Councillor Andrew. The update, really, as we stand at the moment, is the consultation on the sustainability and climate change strategy. It's just closed. So, really, we'll be reviewing the feedback from that consultation process and taking a report through to next month's committee about any proposed amendments to the strategy before we launch. So that's really where we're going to be.
Thanks very much, Conor. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Andrews. Could I get a seconder there for the action? Oh, sorry, Councillor Young, you're online there.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just a couple of questions, please. Item SE004-2024 in relation to the flooding, just has that been carried out? And then 005, has that been carried out? And then SE091 in relation to the dog filing. I just wanted to ask if the dog filing is recorded on the hotspot tracker. I'm not sure if that's what you actually call it. And even if the reports come through via letter or phone, as we need a complete overall picture, are they also recorded on any sort of a Microsoft form or tracker with a map similar to that of the DFI pothole one, for example, and that any data can easily be pulled from that? We think that it needs to be made clear to members of the public that when they actually do fill out a form, that they are prepared to make a statement if they witness an individual allowing their dog to foul. So thank you, Chair, for those questions.
Thanks, Councillor Young. That's one of the team to come back to you there.
So through the Chair, in relation to SA004 and 005 of 2024, I can come back directly with a response, particularly in relation to the Shared Island application and the DFI maintenance schedule, river maintenance schedule, and then the 005 in relation to sharing information. Sorry, there's a bit of background noise there, just waiting for it to pass. Information on the website. I do believe that website has been updated, but again, I'll come back on that progress directly with Councillor Young. And pick up on that. So 091. So in terms of the online form, so that is available for members of the public to report dog filing through. It will be picked up through the education enforcement plan. It will be reviewed as part of that. And we're going to be looking at how we're going to report information back to members and residents in relation to dog filing and the hotspots that have been identified. So that will form part of the education enforcement plan going forward, because we do have two sources of information that we have this information gathered on. So officers are just taking a bit of time now to review and analyse that as part of education enforcement.
Thanks, Sinead.
Councillor Young, if everyone's happy enough, we'll move on to item four. Sorry, could I just get a seconder there for the action sheet? Seconded by Councillor Rowan. Thank you. Item four is the draft nature recovery strategy and a consultation response, and this is Connor.
Thanks, Chair. Purpose of this report is to seek committee approval on a response to the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs consultation on the draft nature recovery strategy for Northern Ireland to 2032 on behalf of the Council. Taking the report and the feedback as read, I would just want to update members that DAIRS took on board comments from the different stakeholders and extended the consultation period for another week, which gives us time to actually get our approvals through committee for any amendments that are required. So, members are asked to approve the response to DAIRS draft nature recovery strategy consultation as attached to Appendix 1 of the report. Happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Councillor
Hardy. Yeah, I'm delighted to see that we're doing a response to this. The issue of biodiversity, particularly when it comes to wider environmental issues, can often get overlooked a wee bit. I was reading the latest CCRA report. They were pointing out that biodiversity loss actually has a knock-on effect on increases in pests and pathogens, which then has an increase on illnesses in livestock and even illnesses in people, so there's all sorts of knock-on effects of this. The only issue I can see in the consultation that's missing is any kind of lack of a cross-border or all-Ireland element to it. I mean, when we're dealing with biodiversity, we're talking about fauna and flora. They aren't bound by any kind of political boundaries. Some of our most thriving kind of biodiverse environments like peatlands, boglands, rivers, lakes, they straddle and cross the border back and forth. So it's an all-Ireland approach we need to this. So the response, there's a number of answers in the response where the responder has outlined four improvements to the consultation that they'd like to see. They're at numbers 6, 8, 11, 14, 17 and 20. And I would just suggest that for each of those, we add on a fifth recommendation that any biodiversity strategy for the North should include efforts to work with counterparts in the rest of Ireland to develop all Ireland strategies and approaches to biodiversity decline and recovery. So that'll be, I'd propose that. Otherwise, we're very happy with the consultation response.
I'm happy to second that proposal.
Thank you very much, Chair. And in regards to the draft nature strategy from DAIRA, I do welcome tonight's paper. And as I say, Conor, I welcome your latest update for the committee here this evening. And I think the opening items sum up perfectly and nails down exactly the way things sadly aren't placed where we are now, but I do believe the submissions, I believe, sum up to TR response and concerns to the relevant body or bodies for their attention, and hopefully actions and results will follow on a wider basis, and I'm happy to support the other cooperation with other departments and other agencies, north, south, east, or west, and I'm happy to support the recommendations as outlined and the points raised so far, so we'll have enough to proceed with what's been recommended and agreed upon. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Young.
Thank you, Chair. It's really good to see that the Minister has actually extended the deadline, and that will give more people the opportunity to participate in the consultation. I really take on board the valuable comments made in the response, and I would like to reiterate the need for the ring fence funding and a robust baseline data and the delivery mechanism. So, yeah, very happy to support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Young. Don't see any other comments. Councillor Riley, are you looking in?
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. Yeah, I've read through that, and a lot of it doesn't relate to my experience in working on these issues with the council or with anybody else. And I'm also a bit concerned about Councillor Hartley's proposal. I certainly would not want our farmers to be exposed to the degree of harassment that farmers in the Republic are being exposed to, and the forced relocation of good farmland to growing Sitka spruce and non-Indigenous species for the forestry industry. So, yes, we can learn from each other, but certainly we do not want to go down the same road as the Republic has in the way they're treating their farmers and landowners. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Anyone else looking in on that? Item 4 has been proposed by Councillor Hardy and seconded by Councillor Allen. I propose the nation questions, all right? Sorry, folks, we're just getting the volume turned up in the chamber. Just have difficulty hearing you online. Is that us now, Connor? Great. Councillor Riley and Councillor Young, your comments have been noted here by the team on the draft nature recovery strategy. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on to item 5, which is sustainability charges for the financial year 2026-27, and this is Connor again.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to update the committee in relation to the charges applied by sustainability section for services within their remit. The report presents the annual review of the scale of charges for financial year 26-27. This charging structure is proposed to take effect from 1st of April 2026. Until 31st of March 27. And it's just to note that the facility charges within the sustainability section were not increased in the last financial year 25-26. Members are asked to consider the report and approve the following: the Council's pricing structure for 26-27 for burial charges, market charges, and Newcastle Harbour marine fees. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor.
Councillor
Murphy?
Not so much objecting to the charge because I know it's only £1, but just given the low number of traders that there is in the area market, and I know it's running at a huge deficit, could we request a paper outlining, you know, the council's long-term plans for market? Just it's such a big part in the area. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Councillor. We took a bit of an update through in February, SME working group on the market and the costings within the market. So we're proposing to take a further update on the future, or what our thoughts are about the future for the market at next month's committee. That's okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor. Councillor Andrews.
thanks so much, Chair, and thanks so much, Connor. And you know, it's hard to believe that time again, and the farm items are before us again for the committee to act upon. But I just sort of thing, I know Councillor Kate Murphy touched on the market, etc., in Uri, but no, I just like to ask out loud, do we approve the increases as recommended, or in light of the cost of living and raising, etc., due to the ongoing issues elsewhere, can the council sustain for this year only a status quo of maintaining existing charges and prices that are in place? No, if this is the case, I believe it for this year only, keep things the way they are, and next year implement the proposed percentage increase in charges for services that this council provides, as highlighted in the papers. And I'm just wondering, could that idea be looked at and made a bit of ask? Can we maintain the charges for this year only? And then, in light of what Councillor Murphy has asked about the market, maybe in tandem with that exercise, you know, of looking out for the market traders, etc., and Uri, maybe on a wider district wide, you know, look at freezing charges for this year, and it gives an opportunity, you know, to look at the issues that Councillor Murphy's raised and others as well. So I'm just wondering, could that be looked at, that we would maintain charges for this year only to next year, till after the elections next night? It's not a giveaway or anything, but for practicalities. Thank you.
You're not agreeing with the paper, but you're happy to
support. I'm happy to propose that we maintain the existing charges for this year till the new, to the end of this mandate, and then post in the new mandate, no, look at it then. It's just in light of everything that's going on at the moment, and especially with the points that Councillor Murphy's raised about the new market, so I'm happy for that. Thank you.
Everybody in agreement there? Not yet. And everybody online in agreement? Yeah.
Thanks for the support, everybody. Thank you.
Councillor Taylor, are you looking in?
No, it's just that I've seconded a proposal by Councillor Andrews, and do have sympathy with what has been referenced here this evening from a number of councillors. Now, there are different circumstances. Obviously, we all know about the issues in terms of the new market and the difficulties that there are there. But in terms of even general costs that every household is facing at this point in time, you know, I think if we can go some way to try and alleviate those issues, it'll play a small part, but it'll play a part all the same. If doing this can help in any way, I think we should look at that. It'll not have a major impact on any services or anything like that there, so I'm more than happy to second Ms. Randy's proposals.
Thanks, Councillor Taylor. Let's move on to item 6, which is the home to hospital scheme, and Shanae Taylor taking this.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek member approval to provide continued funding from the 1st of April 2026 to the 31st of March 2027 to support the Home to Hospital Volunteer Driver Scheme, Faith Gullion and the Warrens DEA, to provide funding from the 1st of September 2026 to the 31st of March 2027 to pilot the Home to Hospital Volunteer Driver Scheme in the Clotleaf DEA area, and for expressions of interest from suitable community and voluntary sector organisations to administer the scheme from the 1st of April 2026. I'd just like to highlight that 2.3 of the report highlights the service users' activity during the current year, and that recommendations from this report are the committee agree to provide the continued funding for the Moorings and Sleepgullion DEA Home to Hospital Volunteer Driver Scheme, to provide funding to the pilot the Home to Hospital Scheme in the Clotleaf area from the 1st of September to the 31st of March 27 and to seek expressions of interest from suitable community and voluntary sector organisations to administer the scheme. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sinead. I would be happy to propose that, knowing the lifeline it is to the people of Sligullion, rural areas, and I'm sure Mourne's is exactly the same, so I'm happy to propose that item. Councillor Taylor?
Yeah, I'll second that, Chair. I've said before about this scheme that it's a very vital scheme, and I know even constituents, you know, that I'm aware of, that I've put the scheme and the benefit it has been to them, and it obviously targets the most vulnerable residents that we have within our district electoral areas in terms of support that they need during a really, you know, vital time for them, and a worrying time as well on many occasions. So it's certainly a very valued service within the area, and I do welcome the fact that we can extend it now into another DEA as well. I think if we're in a position, we'd love to see it across the entire area, but it's a work in progress, I suppose. So, but in fact, my own DEA benefit from it, and the Mourns have also as well in previous times. But it is a positive move that is going into another DEA now as well. So, I'm certainly happy to second that proposal.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks so much, Chair. And first of all, I know that over the past few years, I've heard here at council and elsewhere about the brilliant work that the Home to Hospital scheme do in Sligullion, and I welcome the fact is that the Mourns are going to become involved. And as Councillor Taylor and definitely want to say, it's a lifeline. You know, it's vital in these times that we're in, that there is such an important service at hand to help people make appointments, etc. And especially to those residents who in rural areas who have no access to standard bus services, etc., that everyone else can take for granted. But I do support the recommendations of what other speakers have talked about before me. But on another footnote regarding community type bus services and the Rowallan down Patrick and Mourns and all around the northern end of the district, that we have down community transport, and they do such brilliant work as well, and I know they're dependent on funding, and probably it comes from a different stream, but I'm just wondering, to keep going fully operational, but I'm just wondering, is there any support that we could supply them by the like of lobbying, etc., to powers that be for much needed funding to keep them in business too? But again, tonight it's a good news story for the people that will be available in the service. Thank you, Chair.
Just to come back to you, Councillor Andrews, on down community transport, and very worthwhile, as I know, but it will be funded through the programmes unit, is my understanding. I can clarify that
no problem. And
pick that up with you offline, if
that's
okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
Sinead.
Councillor
Young?
Thank you. Whoever that cameraman is, they're very... Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's better. So thank you, Chair. Alliance has recently addressed this actual issue in the recent meetings of the health working groups. We absolutely support this very valuable service extended to Crotlieve. It's my understanding that there's no volunteer driver scheme or community bus serving Annalong, Newcastle and the hinterlands. If Annalong and Newcastle aren't served, it would be preferable to join up the existing services to prevent it turning into a postcode lottery scheme, and it shouldn't be that. Are there any plans going forward possibly to do this? Thanks, Chair.
Councillor O'Reilly, I'll just take your question as well and we can answer the two of them together, okay?
Yeah, Helena touched on it. Our home to hospital seems to concentrate in the Southern Trust area, whereas Annalong Newcastle is in the southeastern. And if you need to go to an appointment in the Royal, it's three bus changes plus a taxi from the city centre out. If you want to go to Craigavon, it's four bus changes from Annalong. So it is disappointing that they don't have access to the service at present, but Maybe the South Eastern Trust could help out with that aspect of it. Sinead, can't these, they can go to the Royal or Craigavon, can't they? It's not just Daisy Hill within the Newry-Mourne Council, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Councillor Riley. It's whatever hospital appointment that they need to. Some of them are even going to Craigavon, the Ulster. Just depends on where their actual appointment is.
That's great. Thanks, Sinead.
Chair, just to make a brief comment, just to say Crodley just hasn't appeared here tonight, just out of the blue. I know myself, I raised it approximately about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, and we had been approached by the group in Newry who do it to say that they were continuously getting phone calls from residents in Crodley, but because it was a Newry scheme, they were unable to accommodate them. And it isn't just put before say the night, it has been worked on, and so I would say if other areas are wanting something similar, then the councillors for them areas need to be proactive. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor. Sinead, do you want to come back there with Mr. Young?
Just to pick up on what Councillor Rowan said, so in 2.2 of the report, it clearly outlines in how Crotley the area was reported on and how a consultation was carried out, and that was in January 2025, and therefore we had to secure the funding to run the scheme, and it's taken to this year. So that would be something that we would have to explore if we were going to expand the Mourne's home to hospital scheme into the areas of Annalong and Newcastle. But I can pick that up with the councillors in that area if they want to discuss that separately offline. It would just require resources to fund that, which will take a period of time. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Sinead. Don't see anyone else looking in there. So we move on to item 7, which is houses in multiple occupation licence fee, and that's Sinead again.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to consider a request to increase the fee charged to licence a house in multiple occupation, and the fee to vary a HMO licence in accordance with the Houses in Multiple Occupation Act, Northern Ireland 2016. Taking this paper as read, members are asked to approve the increase of the HMO licence application fee to £62 per person per year from the 1st of April 2026, and to approve the cost of varying a HMO licence as detailed in 2.4 of this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Sinead. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. Happy enough to propose the recommendations on this agenda item. And as elected representatives, many of us have lobbied for more housing to be built. And it was good to see that built powers were restored to the housing sector due to the ongoing shortage of housing in the district. And this is what I'm wondering, can we as a council ask the housing sector of what has been done so far in this regard? Have any sites been identified in the district? And if funding, etc., has only been supplied, identified and found to replenish housing stock in the council district, which is in short supply and great need? Thank you, but I'm happy to propose we'll go ahead with what's been presented.
I can pick that up offline. If you want to send that comment through, I'll pick that up for the Housing Executive. Thank you, Councillor Andrews.
Thanks, Sinead. Councillor Riley?
Yeah, thanks, Madam Chair. I'm slightly confused, Sinead. Do HMOs need formal planning approval? Because everywhere that they spring up, they cause a lot of grief within communities, within settled communities, because you can get people who are being placed in them by statutory agencies. Some people call it dumping, but I wouldn't call placing any human dumping, but certainly it does cause anxiety for local communities where these things can be set up. So how does this work then? Do the people get planning approval and then the HMO inspections are done per person? Can you just explain how that works? Because I have no idea where we're coming from on it. But certainly I would prefer it if there was none of them at all. But can you explain the planning aspect and then how this ties in with that? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Just was come back on your comment. So the HMO unit in Belfast City Council maintains the HMO licensing scheme for all councils in Northern Ireland. So personally, I can't update you on your comments, but I'm happy to speak to the officers in Belfast City Council and also our internal planning department regarding your planning query. And I'll come back to you offline if you're happy with that.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's very important that we do get that clarification to put people's minds at risk. Thank you.
Yes, I'll follow up. Thank you.
I'm just coming back on a point of clarity in relation to the paper, which is in relation to the licence fees. I am Councillor Riley. This is the licence fees that would also apply to existing and new HMOs. So there would be HMOs already in existence, the licence fee would apply to, and the process is there for any applicants for new HMOs that Sinead will come back to you on.
Okay, thanks. Councillor Young.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, happy to support this. The Alliance Party generally supports tighter regulation of houses of multiple occupancy. To protect community cohesion and improve living standards. We push for planning decisions that oppose the high densification of HMOs in single areas. And the party actually has called for a moratorium on new HMOs in specific areas. We support holding landlords accountable for the safety and welfare of tenants and the impact of their property on surrounding environment. And we also strengthen their tenants' rights, including the introduction of rent controls, and apologies for my dog. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Young. I don't see anyone else looking in, so Councillor Anders, were you happy to propose that?
I'm happy.
Seconded by Councillor Young. Okay. Thank you. We move on to item 8, which is Refuge Collection HRC Arrangements for Public Holidays 2026-27, and that's Sinead again.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek approval from the Sustainability and Environment Committee for the service provisions on public holidays applying to the 2026-27 financial year. In 2.1, it lays out, this report lays out the public holiday arrangements, looking at Christmas Day, St Stephen's Day, and especially New Year's Day. We also have laid out how we will communicate this to our residents in the district in 2.2 and 2.3 of the report. Members are therefore asked to approve the alternative refuse collection services and opening arrangements for our household recycling centres on public holidays applying to the 2026-27 financial year. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Sinead. Anyone looking in there? Could I get a proposer and a seconder there for item 8? Proposed by Councillor Murphy. Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Thank you. Oh, Councillor Ruan, sorry.
Yeah. No, it was just, I would have seconded or proposed it as well, but I just want to take the opportunity just to say, could we pass on to our free cleansing team at Northern Point? Because the volume of litter, bottles, cans, etc., that was across the town after St Patrick's Day yesterday was immense. And the cleansing team went out this morning, and within a few hours, the town was spotless. And I'm sure people wouldn't know or appreciate the actual work that they put into cleaning the town. But it was way over and above anything that they've had to do before, and in places they haven't had to clean before. But they cleaned it to a tee, so just to pass that thanks on to them and acknowledge it.
Thanks, Councillor Rowan.
Thanks, and I'd like to echo Councillor Rowan's sentiments, and I too would like to congratulate our frontline staff for the excellent work they're doing, especially on occasions of big events like St. Patrick's Day, etc., and the centres right across the district. They do a fantastic job, and again, in the words of Councillor Rowan, are all to be commended. So thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Young?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just exactly, I concur with Mickey and Terry. Commend our cleansing operatives. Newry yesterday, there were absolutely thousands of people in Newry, and this morning it was like a shiny new pin. So yeah, well done to everybody, and thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Young. Councillor Largan.
Thanks, Chair. Just to echo the comments from my colleagues, I'd like to thank the street cleansing department for their efforts in Fort Hill before and after the St. Patrick's Day parade, which was held on Sunday the 15th, and was very a great success, and the place was spotless for it.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Sinead's just going to come back on this.
Thank you, members. Your comments have been very gratefully noted. I suppose just to say that a lot of preparations go into cleansing the streets pre St. Patrick's Day, and it's great to see that you've noticed that post St. Patrick's Day. And just like to take this moment just to introduce Therese Fidel, our head of Fairfax and Cleansing. So she will take all those comments back to our teams. It's great to receive your appreciation. Thank you.
Thanks, Sinead. Okay, so we move on to item 9, which is environment charges for the financial year 2026-27.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek approval from the Sustainability and Environment Committee in relation to charges applied by the Environment Section for various supplies and services. This report presents the annual service at the scale of charges for 26-27, which are proposed to take effect from the 1st of April 2026 to the 31st of March 2027. It should be noted that these charges were not increased in 2025-26 financial year. For 26-27, with the exception of wheel bins and spare parts, it is proposed to increase the current charges by 5% for the 2026-27 financial year. Therefore, members are asked to approve the proposed Waste Management Services Scale of Charges 2026-27, as set out in Appendix 1 of this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Sinead. Councillor Andrews.
Thank you very much, Chair. And Sinead, thank you very much for your report. And I know in an earlier agenda item I'd spoken about the keeping prices the way they are due to external reasons. And I know we made a decision earlier, and I probably don't know why I'm chancing my arm or whatever, but I'd like to make a proposal that we keep the prices the way they are at the moment up till the end of the 23-27 mandate, and post-election at the incoming administration, so committee can review you take from there.
Do you a seconder for that? Is everyone in agreement? Councillor Larkin.
Chair, just in relation to the report and figures set out in it, as the increase that's proposed, taken into consideration into the cost to council, etc., of providing services, or and if these increases are not taken on board and put in place, will it affect the services or how they're delivered and the ability to sustain them?
Just to clarify, in relation to Appendix 1, so there has been a 5% increase on those services, except buying a bin and the bin parts, the replacement parts in Appendix 2. The 5% uplift is in relation to cost recovery of these services. Thank you.
Chair, in that case, I wouldn't be supporting that. So that's been made.
Okay, so Professor Riley, do you want to come in there?
Yes, thanks, Una. I just wanted to ask, if somebody has a medical condition and their doctor sends a letter in that they need a bigger bin, do we charge them for that bin, Sinead? Also, on the commercial waste, the trailer size, you say, is 2 metres by 1.5 metres, whereas we had previously agreed 8 foot by 4 foot. I know it's not a huge difference, but most small trailers are that size. And also, there's a question of the number of axles in the trailers, because some people who have gone in with a small twin-axle trailer have been turned away. And in one case I know of, the person was actually told, screw two wheels off and come back and we'll let you in with it. So that needs to be clarified so as our site attendants are all know exactly what the situation is. But can you clarify that with the bins issue on the medical grounds? Do they have to pay for it? And also the commercial waste. And also, Sinead, could we get this widely advertised? Because a lot of commercial people are afraid to go to the recycling centres because they think they'll be chased. But if they know they'll pay for it, they will pay. A lot of them will willingly pay to get rid of their waste out of their own trailer or pickup or whatever it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Just to come back, if a member of the district or a resident requires a larger bin, yes, they do have to pay for the bin as per the charges laid out in Appendix 1.1 table. Council's policy is that we do not accept twin-axle trailers at our HRC sites and only single-axle trailers are accepted. And lastly, then, I'll take your point in relation to the, I think it was the small trailer and the size, and I'll review that. In terms of HRC commercial charges, we will be accepting those once we reinstate the charges, but currently that's not in place.
Well, Sinead, can I come back in there? The issue of what's happening with the cameras now? Seems very jittery or something. Can I just say the issue of the twin axles? This was brought up at full council before, and I'm sure within the new council, that it should just go solely on the size of the trailer, the dimensions of the trailer, rather than the axle size, or the number of axles. Like, it's nonsensical for somebody to bring in a 10 by 4 on a single axle, whereas somebody coming in by a 6 by 4 on a twin axle would be turned away. So I would like to propose an amendment to that, just out of common sense, Madam Chair, that it is solely on this trailer size, not the number of axles, because it's embarrassing when people ring you up and say they've been turned away on a 6x4 trailer. And I'm nearly sure that was agreed as council policy before. Somewhere it will be buried in a minute somewhere, Madam Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Riley. Sinead Murphy's just going to come back in on that.
Yes, thank you, Chair. In relation to the twin axle, that is part of the waste acceptance policies at HRCs, which is reflected in our refuse collection policy. That is something that we did take through the working group a number of months ago with the view to reviewing this. We are, I suppose, in the process of awaiting the anticipated outcome of the DERA Rethink and Resources consultation, which will inform future waste collection models. So as part of that overall work stream, we were taking collective proposals forward on what acceptances and so on will be. We will review the previous minutes to see about the point in relation to the twin axle. So to make that change, we will need to change the current policy, and we will be bringing that back through committee in due course.
you know, I'd like to make a proposal then. If the council wants to turn it down, as a member of this committee, I would like to propose that we amend that to accommodate that it be based on the size of the trailer, not the number of wheels on it. Like, I could tow in a pickup, I could tow a 50 with a single axle, and under the rules
for your proposal.
Yeah, Johnny Jackson's going to second.
Councillor Riley, we have to take a vote on Councillor Andrews' proposal first. Okay? We're just going to do a show of hands, if you could all turn your cameras on. So, all of those for Councillor Andrews' proposal?
Sorry, can we have the proposal again, Una, please?
Councillor Andrews, do you want to?
Yes, but what my proposal is, Councillor Young, is that... I'd like to propose that we should keep the existing charges in place up to the end of the 23-27 council mandate, and post-election that the incoming administration / committee can review and take it from there. So that's my proposal for before committee this evening, to maintain the status quo.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Andrews. Okay, we'll go again. Could I get a show of hands for Councillor Andrews' proposal? Okay, and all of those against? Councillor Clark, can you put on your camera? We can't see your screen there.
Chair, my camera doesn't work. It hasn't been working this past month.
You're against, are you?
I'm against, yeah.
Okay, folks, we're just going to do a roll call because there's a bit of confusion here. We're just going to have to do a roll call for clarity.
How do we know that was Willie Clark? It could have been anybody.
Yeah, give up there, you know.
Could have been Glenn Hanna for all I know.
Sorry, can we just stick to the vote, Councillor Clark? What's your vote there?
I guess.
Councillor Fain?
Four.
Councillor Flynn's an apology. Councillor Hardy?
Yes.
Councillor Jackson?
Against?
No.
Oh, sorry. Four, sorry.
Coercion of it. Councillor Larkin?
Yes.
Councillor McGuinness?
Again.
Councillor Kate Murphy? Councillor O'Hara?
Against.
Councillor O'Reilly?
For.
Councillor Ryan? Councillor Taylor? And Councillor Young?
For.
So 7-4 and 6 against. Sorry, 6-4 and 7 against.
Okay, so your proposal falls.
Well,
all right. Councillor Riley, have you a seconder for your proposal?
Yes, I'm seconder.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Jackson. So we're going to have to take a vote on that one as well. So, yeah, we're just going to do a roll call, okay? So if I vote for...
I don't have an issue either way with it, but Councillor Reilly's put forward something there, and I don't think the rest of us fully understand exactly what he's talking about. That could he not wait for the full council meeting and maybe a paper be provided to explain the difference in the two from what's on the paper and what he's proposing? I don't think anybody's any great issues with it.
That's fair enough, Mick. I'll withdraw that for now, but hopefully common sense will prevail.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Riley. We'll hopefully get something brought back to the next committee meeting regarding the policy. Measurements of the trailers and the axles and all that.
Can I just say I'm very disappointed that Sinn Féin are putting our bin tax on us.
Okay. Thank you. Could I get a proposer and a seconder for item 9 as it was?
Proposed.
Proposed by Councillor Larkin and seconded by Councillor Ruan. Thank you. Okay, items 10 to 13 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session?
Proposed.
Proposed by Councillor Larkin and seconded by Councillor Ruan. Okay, folks, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 10.1, mixed dry recyclables contract. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Murphy, to approve the extension of the contract for the receipt and processing of mixed dry recyclables from the 31st of March 2026 to the 30th of September 2026, and the extension of the current haulage contract with the organisation named in the officer's report from the 31st of March 2026 to the 30th of September 2026. Item 10.2, contract extensions. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Larkin, to approve the contract direct award contract extensions detailed in appendices 1 and 2 of the officers. Item 11, business case for vehicle tires. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Andrews, to approve the business case at Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 12, the ARC21 Joint Committee meeting in committee minutes of Thursday, the 29th of January 2026, and Joint Committee members' monthly bulletin held on the 26th of February 2026, It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hardy, to note the documents. Item 13, action sheet and presentations from the S&E Working Group meeting of the 18th of February 2026. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hardy, to note the documents. Yeah. Items 14 and 15 are for noting. I get a proposer and a seconder for those, proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Hardy. Is there any issues arising from 14 or 15? Oh. Yeah, folks, that wraps up our committee meeting for March, so we'll see you all again in April, okay? Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Jackson. Sorry, sorry, if you could put it in the chat, Johnny, I just can't see the wee. You're on mute there, Johnny.
Sorry, Chair, could I make a suggestion? Someone looks at the sound system in the chamber.
You're mute again there, Johnny.
Sorry.